You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello and welcome to Triviality, the game where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. And this is our bonus for December, our holiday grab bag, I think we're calling it, or a holiday regifting.
Yeah, we're going to have some nifty gifties, and I think we're going to do a white elephant.
Sounds good. And Neil's not here with us today. He's checking his list two or three times, I believe.
Yes,
he is.
He has caught the Christmas spirit.
He's deciding which co-host is naughty and nice. I'm naughty for sure. I'm going to let Matt take it away from here. He's got all the questions today, and he's doing something a little special.
Yeah, where are you getting these questions from, Matt?
These are questions that we have used before. Me and Jane host a monthly live trivia game on my Twitch stream, twitch.tv/trivialitymatt. Make sure you go and follow me if you want to play along. We do these every month. The next one coming up is going to be December 17th at 6 p.m. Eastern. For more details, check out Discord, Facebook, and then possibly the website. It'll all be there. But you get to play along live, and we wrote these questions, and we thought it'd be fun that more than 30 people got to listen to them, so I'm going to give them to you guys.
Yeah, and I think we're going to try to standardize when these events are taking place, correct?
They're going to be at least once a month, probably the third Saturday of every month, but we're going to be doing some weekday events too, little like swing rounds and different kind of stuff. So, nice. You know, if that's something you're interested in, we do always announce it on the Facebook and the Discord, so more reason to join us there.
Yeah, stay tuned. We will keep you guys updated, and we'd love to have you guys join and see Matt on the Twitch stream. So today we're just going to be having some of these recycled questions. Upcycled questions, thank you. That's much more positive.
Since we did put a new coat of paint on them. It's the same thing, but
right.
New paint.
Nicer now, nice and shiny. We wanted an extra teammate today, so we have one of our oldest Patreon members joining us today. Not oldest physically,
137
but,
years old.
Right, but he's been with us since, looks like February 18th, 2018.
That's very specific.
2018, yeah. And that's Drew Buxbaum. Welcome back to the show, and thank you for your Oakland 5 support.
Glad to be here, and I'm glad you have like all the financial docs right there to know exactly when I joined you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Doing some year-end tabulations over there.
Yeah, we just pull up the Patreon spreadsheet over here. Yep. And see,
very we've nice. Got them all ranked by you know, their dollar per day contributions.
Oh, come I'm just kidding.
Yes. How much Thai food have you bought us, Drew? That's what we really want.
Not enough. But no, I mean, listen, I love you guys. I love the show. So been happy to be a supporter for that long.
Yes. And you're joining us on a regular episode as well. I believe it's aired already or it's about to air. But yeah,
so
thank you.
You either did great or you're going to do great.
Yeah. So thank you for joining
Wait,
us.
When was that?
Yeah. Thank you for joining us again. And tell us a little bit about yourself, though, if for those who have forgotten.
I'm Drew. I'm from New Jersey. I'm in property management by day, and I'm another podcaster like these guys at by night. I run a little show called Nerd Off. Not nearly as prolific as these guys, but you know, there's plenty of trivia to go around, so give that a listen too.
Yeah, please do. All right. At this point, I think we're going to toss it over to Matt. We're going to skip the rules because it's not the standard game. We're just going to be playing as a team, discussing the answers, and having fun on this one because it's a bonus. We could do what we want. Right, Matt?
I like fun.
It's our season show. For Jolly, right? Good times.
Good times indeed. I'm not going to make you guys guess the special theme, but there was a special theme for this one, but it's less apparent when we only read half the questions. Just to see if you could figure out, the first category was Debbie just hit the wall. She never had it all.
Mm. Feels a bit a like the year Matt was born, if you ask me, or maybe some people.
1985.
That helped us write the questions. We just wrote the lyrics out and wrote a question about like every stanza. So it was a lot of fun. So this was question one. Since the 1990s, this dessert snack brand has been a sponsor of NASCAR, most notably on the number 21 Wood Brothers Ford Fusion and the number 47 JTG Daughtry Racing Team. In 2006, Ken Schrader appeared in a commercial donning his logoed racing apparel, in which he and his cardboard convenience store cutout swapped places. Well, what is that snack brand?
I don't know. I'm thinking probably, when you're talking about dessert snack brands, I think of Hostess right away.
Well, he did say Debbie just hit the wall.
Oh,
so it could be a little Debbie product.
Yeah, little Debbie.
All right. Yeah, good call.
But I don't know.
This is why we play well as a team.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a specific brand of Little Debbie snack cake. You know, is like Zebra Cake the sponsor?
That would be a cool race car.
Right?
Like a zebra race car. No, we'll just say Little Debbie.
Yeah, I think Little Debbie is a good way to go.
The answer is Little Debbie.
Now, is it Lil Debbie or Little Debbie? Is she a rapper?
I believe it's Little.
It is Little.
Okay.
I think if it came out in 2007, it would have been Little Debbie, but...
And now it's Lil. It's Lil Debbie.
So she does not rap.
LOL Debbie. She's a TikTok comedian. All right, so we can move on to question two. So while CPAs may not seem like the most fun job, in 1926, an accountant for the Fleer Corporation, Walter Diemer, used his free time in between bean counting inventing this product. Adding this to his resume really made it pop in the future.
Yeah, I think I know. You guys have any guesses?
What year? Did you say a year?
1926.
I believe originally he thought this would be a great wall covering for like a wallpaper.
Stucco?
I believe.
Is that what you're
saying? You
guys
know? I think this is the guy who invented bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap. Ooh. As a wall covering. Ooh.
Yeah, like a decorative wallpaper.
I think people weren't going to pop it. What do you think?
I think with the pop clue, that's probably the way to go because I had nothing at that point.
People coming over to your house, popping your walls all the time.
It'd be fun for the first week.
It's like to protect your kids from like going through your drywall.
Yep. That's what I need. I need some saggy plastic on my walls.
You got a couple kids running around your home, Matt. What do you think about coating your walls in bubble wrap? Does that seem like a wise idea? Or
I think it's a great idea for five-year-olds. I think it's a bad idea for cats. That would not end well for anybody.
Who get something more durable, like a truck bed lining. All right. Spray it on the walls.
We are happy with bubble wrap, Matt. As you would
you
be.
You got it. You got half of it right. Fortunately, then it popped a little bit. The answer we're looking for is bubble gum. He worked for the Fleer Corporation. They put the gum in the baseball cards, and the rest is history. So, all right. The next question. This one's for Ken. A follow-up to their album Transatlanticism, which band released the 2005 album titled Plans, featuring the songs Soul Meets Body and Crooked Teeth?
This is not just a Ken question. I am a huge fan of...
It's mostly a Ken question.
...a DC band. Mm-mm. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm.
Not from DC.
No. Initials.
Oh, DC. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know this one, Drew?
Yep.
Okay, we all know it's Death Cab for Cutie.
Yep. Yep, the answer is Death Cab for Cutie. Great band.
Yeah, I love both of those albums. So,
all right. Next question. The oldest named constellation on record dates back to the early Bronze Age, and though it is 65 light years away, one need only look to Wall Street to figure out which constellation we want you to name.
So,
the Dow Jones constellation. Got it.
So when you're talking about Wall Street, you're talking about bear markets and bull markets. So you got Taurus and Ursa Major, Ursa Minor.
I want to go with the Ursa angle. I think that's very clever.
But which one at that point?
We got three. We got three choices: Taurus, Ursa Major, Ursa Minor.
I want to go. You think Ursa Major? Major, right? Because if it was discovered the longest ago,
not Taurus. Don't want a bull market.
I'm feeling the bare hands, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
I mean, I am a Taurus.
And that is a Death Cab for Cutie song.
So what you're saying is we definitely need to go Ursa Major.
Right? Wasn't it?
Do you guys have an answer? Are you guys going to argue a little more?
No, I think whatever Jeff says is fine.
I don't know. We're saying Ursa Major.
The answer was Taurus the bull.
I told you. Told you, Jeff.
See, can't take Jeff anywhere.
Yeah, I would kill for a bull market. Unfortunately, we're still in that bear market. It's not good for investors right now.
Yeah.
And I hear the bears are in
my Dogecoin and my Shiba Inu.
I hear the bears are in a selling market. Is that correct?
They were both. They sold and they're sellers and buyers.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, if you got to buy, you got to sell. That's how the market works, I imagine. Final question of our truncated first round, derived from the Italian for my lady. The earliest inspiration for this dynamically adapted work was painted into the grooves of the Roman catacombs in the late 2nd century.
Did you say it was Latin for my girl?
Italian for my lady.
Okay, so it's not a painting of a bee?
It's not. Okay. You can't see without his glasses.
What do you think?
Art's a glaring weakness of mine.
Oh, mine
Madonna.
Too. I didn't write this one.
Madonna. Good job, Mona Lisa.
I mean, this is way earlier than the Mona Lisa,
Madonna,
right?
Madonna something.
My lady, so me.
Mia. I don't know, lady. Mia Bella.
Mia lady.
Mia lady.
I believe Bella is Italian for beautiful, but.
Yeah.
Hey Matt, what's Italian for lady?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Do we have an answer?
I'm trying to remember. This is a good question.
Think back to 1985. The answer might be there.
Oh yeah,
I don't know the lyrics to that
song.
Hold on,
I'm going through it in my head.
Madonna.
Yeah, then it's gonna be Madonna.
Oh yeah, Springsteen, Madonna, waiting for Nirvana.
It's Springsteen. It's totally Springsteen.
Madonna.
Yeah. The answer is Madonna and Child.
So we get points. That's good enough.
You were onto it, enough. Ken. You had it right.
As per usual. Bowling for Soup leads you the way. So we're going to move on to the swing round we had. And this swing round was pretty fun. What we took was taglines from movies from 1985. We'll give you the tagline, and you have to tell us the movie.
Okay.
Oh, good. Right. The year before I was born. This should go well.
All right, the first one. He's the only kid to have gotten in trouble before he was born.
Okay.
I figure we just do one at a time.
Oh, one at a time. Okay. This is not a regular episode. The only kid to get into trouble before he was born. What do you think? Dennis the Menace. No.
No.
Not an 85.
Alien.
I was thinking Aliens.
Man, I don't know this one. That's tough.
Neil's going to be sad he missed these.
Is there a
Is
there the famous like pregnancy gone wrong?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Rosemary's Baby. That was earlier though. The Omen.
Before he was.
No, that was
born.
Too early too. I have no idea.
Calvin Klein.
Oh, Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Yeah. Duh.
It's Back to the Future.
That's a crazy tagline for that movie. It's a bad tagline for that movie.
Made no sense. So.
I mean, it's not a terrible
tagline. The tagline for that movie should just be, the Libyans!
Next one. What most people call hell, he calls home. The most dangerous man in the world is back.
Freddy? Freddy?
For 85? Could be.
Like Nightmare 2 or 3? I say... Oh, no. Maybe Rambo 2. What do you think of that?
Part one, First Blood, 3.
What do you think about Rambo 2?
I have zero idea.
Let's go Rambo 2.
Rambo, First Blood, Part 2.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Electric Blue. Yeah. All right. Wonderful.
All right, let's go to another sequel. There's a lot of sequels in 1985. He could have stopped the fight. He could have saved his best friend's life.
That's Rocky 4, right? Where Apollo dies. Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Rocky 4.
Yeah, Rocky 4.
I'm loving the confidence, so yeah.
Rocky 4 is correct. Nice. A lot of people said Rocky 3 on that one, but Rocky 3 was with Mr. T and Hulk Hogan.
I should see those movies one of these years.
Oh, they're very good.
I know enough general trivia about them, but it's like, okay, which one's which? Which one is which?
I watched them like one after another one year. And I was like,
that feels like the appropriate way to do it. Let's get it over.
Since this is a little bit,
since the original Rocky, Rocky Balboa is probably the best one.
No Creed.
And then the Creeds are better than all of them, probably.
Yeah, I don't consider Creed a part of the original franchise. It's its own thing at this point. Although apparently there's going to be a third one. I don't know.
Looks good. Jonathan Majors is huge.
He was
Jonathan Minors, and now he's Jonathan Majors.
He's a conqueror, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. This one I think is a little easier. We'll see. In Detroit, a cop learns to take the heat. In L.A., he learns to keep his cool.
That would be Beverly Hills Cop.
100% Beverly Hills Cop. This is the last one I'll get for you guys because I really like this one. It's pretty easy, great movie. To protect, to serve, to make you laugh. America's funniest crime busters are back.
It's the Police Academy 2.
it's one of the 87 Police Academy movies.
From 1985.
Police Academy 87 and a half.
It is Police
Subtitled,
Academy.
Oh my God, we're still making these.
Police Academy 2 was the answer. Yeah. And they're America's funniest crime busters. I don't know if you knew that.
Did they make 6 of those?
I think they're still making them. There has to be like 4 straight to Netflix movies. Like, I guarantee that.
I guarantee it.
Well, boys, we're at 80% right now. We have only missed 2 out of these 10. So 80%, that's good enough for a low B.
I'll take it.
Take it. All right, let's move on to the second round. We got a sports question here, very fun for everybody involved. The Fall Classic, more commonly known as the World Series, only became a true World Series in what year when it finally was played outside the U.S. for the first time?
Toronto. I mean, that's where the only non-
No. No,
could
no, no,
the,
oh,
could have been
the
Expos.
It's
could have been Montreal. Yeah.
Ah, the Expos. It's going to be Montreal. Expos.
But what year?
That's the trick here because everyone's instantly going to go to Toronto.
What year? The Expos have been defunct since I think the 90s. This is a 1985 based game. So
since we, it's probably 1985.
I don't know though. I really don't know.
Is that part of the question? What year?
The question is, what year did it become the World Series?
1985.
The answer was 1992 in Toronto.
That wasn't in the song.
Was Toronto?
Get bent.
The line was, she's seen all the classics, so it became the Fall Classic. It was a bit of a stretch, but I need to get sports in there. There's not a lot of sports in 1985. I know, I apologize. All right, here's like the almost fire question. I wrote that one, so that's on me. Bad on me. All right. St. Elmo's fire is a weather phenomenon in which luminous plasma is created by a corona discharge from a rod-like object such as a spire, chimney, or animal horn in an atmospheric electric field. St. Elmo's fire is named after St. Erasmus of Formia, a patron saint of which group that would most likely be experienced with this phenomenon?
Muppets.
And I read that. I read that in one take, and I'm really proud of myself.
Muppets, right?
Yeah, I'm actually shocked because that wasn't English.
Nobody likes my Muppets joke. That's fine.
I'm still stuck on a discharge from a rod-like object.
I think it's sailors.
I agree.
I think it's sailors because they'd often see it come springing from the mast.
That sounds vaguely familiar, so I'm good with that.
Yep, we're looking at those thick masts. It's sailors. Sailors is the answer. Great job, guys.
Thank you. I hope somebody at home liked my Muppet thing, but that's fine. That's fine. That you guys
probably Kellen.
Kellen liked it.
That's for her. Great job. Question. Although Mary Quant is often credited with the popularization of the miniskirt in the early 60s, the late 50s saw fashion house Yves Saint Laurent and this house, mentioned by Cardi B, Lizzo, and Halsey, introduced the hemline into their collections. What's this fashion house?
This is fashion and pop music, so I'm just going to step away. I'm just going to back away into the shrub.
Hold on. The more you talk, the more my brain is losing focus. Let's see.
Is this the one with the Louboutin?
No, I don't think these are Louboutin.
Oh, you speak French?
Oui. So, let's see. Lizzo. I know enough
Lizzo. If it helps, these are the shoes that look like socks.
Oh, my God.
That's the Cardi B lyric.
I've said what I had to say.
I understand.
That look like socks.
Can you read the question again real quick?
I can. Although Mary Quant is often credited with the popularization of the miniskirt in the early 60s the late 50s saw fashion house Yves Saint Laurent and this house mentioned by Cardi B, Lizzo, and Halsey introduced the hemline into their collections.
The House of Gucci?
No, it's not House of Gucci.
That's the movie with Adam Driver. Lady Gaga.
Is that any good? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, nobody's seen it. I'm sure somebody's seen it. Do you have an answer or no? There's nothing riding on this game, just so you know, Jeff.
I don't care. I'm trying to go through all my Lizzo lyrics.
We're going to say
This isn't the group for fashion questions. We got three hoodies and a black tee on this show.
We're
going
to say House of Gucci.
The answer is the Balenciagas.
Oh, I was so close. I was so close to it.
Jeff, are you familiar with that word at least?
Balenciaga? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was right about to say
that
sure.
from Lizzo. Yeah.
The shoes have like a sock-like material that goes up your leg. Very strange. Very popular when I was in L.A. I don't know if they're still there. I left, so I don't know if I've mentioned that before.
Did you bring a pair with you?
Yeah, I took one for the road. They just hand them out
at the airport
with those big black brimmed hats that everyone wears. From 2000,
Botox and Balenciagas
at the airport while you wait. Yeah,
yep,
it's wonderful. LAX. Who could ask for more? From 2006 to 2020, you'd be able to see Eddie Van Halen shredding alongside his son Wolfgang in the modern iteration of the band. Wolfgang is the son of Eddie and this Golden Globe winning actress who can now be seen on the Food Network watching a kids baking show where they get better one day at a time.
One day at a time is a clue.
Yeah.
But I can't answer it. You know what I'm saying?
Show. Yeah.
That show.
I forget her name, but she's the one who, in his book, Matthew Perry claimed he made out with while Eddie Van Halen was passed out. I just forget her name right now.
God, that book is...
Matthew Perry sucks.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves is still walking among us.
Yeah.
Let's not pile on Matthew Perry, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff from that book.
But I can't remember who the woman was.
Keanu Reeves is a treasure.
Christina Brinkley. No.
No. That's Christy Brinkley was Billy Joel.
Yeah. I don't know.
She was one of the Uptown Girls, I believe.
Yes. One Day at a Time. Is a soap opera person? I can't remember. Right? Is that where we're
getting at? No, I think that's a sitcom.
Oh.
I don't remember the name. I'm out for this one.
I don't know.
The answer is Valerie Bertinelli.
Bertinelli. Is she in the song?
That was a Van Halen question. It's who the other guy is singing in Van Halen was the line. Oh, so okay. That's where, yeah.
We're well out of B range now, boys.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
slipping into we're a still low, past, low C. I think so. I don't know about that.
All right, last question of round two. The first audio radio broadcast was conducted by Reginald Fessenden on December 24th, 1906 in Brant Rock, Massachusetts. Till he appeared with his Bible and violin, the world had not yet experienced amplitude-modulated radio. In fitting with the time, which was the first song broadcast on radio by Fessenden? What song did he perform?
What were the hits of 1906? Anyone remember?
No, I'm trying to remember this. I've heard this fact before. I feel like it was maybe a
violin and a Bible. Is it The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
December 24th might be something there.
Silent Night.
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Silent Night.
Is that the same as Oh Holy Night?
Yes.
No, it's not, but that's what we're saying.
No, it's not, but
that's what we said.
We said Oh Holy Night, obviously.
I think we should go with Oh Holy Night.
Well, that is correct then. All oh right. Holy Night.
No, we're not taking credit for that. That's
so close.
So yeah, we're in D territory now, boys. It's not good.
That's okay. There's a final coming up.
If the teacher leaves the answer on the desk, I think you should be allowed to use it, you know?
Okay. So the final categories for you guys are going to be Springsteen, Madonna, We're Skipping Nirvana, and U2. Springsteen, Madonna, and U2 are going to be your categories.
Okay. We're not wagering, so let's go.
Wagering all your points.
We're wagering it all, yeah.
In Springsteen, Bruce Springsteen has had a long and storied career alongside his backing band, the E Street Band. In 1992, however, Bruce put out an album with his longtime collaborators named after which state, usually more known for college football championships in the 90s than rock music?
Alabama? Texas?
College football championships in the 90s.
How did you turn this into a football question?
I think Alabama wasn't a big powerhouse until the early 2000s with Saban. I mean, they were big in like the 50s with Bear Bryant, 50s, 60s, but...
Fiesta Bowl, 95.
That was not that long ago. LSU,
you're in the right era.
Yeah.
Tennessee
is the right era, not the right state.
Should I
right.
keep naming states?
In that region.
Yeah, I was just like, I feel like it's an Midwest. SEC.
Mississippi. Do you like that?
West North. Of Mississippi?
That's what's with these clues?
Cornhuskers.
Oh, yeah, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
The answer is Nebraska.
Yeah, points.
I should remember that.
Us all along.
My great uncle grew up in Nebraska. He's a huge Cornhuskers fan. I remember them now that Ben
said
that.
Not the team, but he liked the people in the profession.
Yes, he liked shucking corn.
What's the next question?
Next question is in Madonna. Over the course of her career.
It's going to be about like hockey.
Over the course of her career, Madonna has dated many hockey players. No, it's not true. It might be true. I don't know. Madonna has released several coffee table books, children's literature, and even YA chapter books, young adult chapter books. Her first publication was released in 1992 through her newly formed entertainment label. What is the name of this company, whose name is a portmanteau for the founders, Veronica, Madonna, and Frederick?
I mean, I could make something up, but I've never heard it before.
Veronica.
Or the order of Madonna, Veronica, Frederick is the order the portmanteau's in.
Maverick. There we go.
Yep.
Maverick, yeah.
Excellent work. It's Maverick.
Maverick.
I think Neil mentioned this one on the Madonna Sex Book episode.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent call,
Which was one of the children's books, by the way.
They got to learn sometime. All right. Final question.
Learn it from Madonna.
I was at Maver Fred, so I would have worked my way there.
I'm just imagining a redoing of Madonna's like In Vogue, but instead of saying people's names, she just starts naming like positions in her book.
Yikes. All right, in U2 appeared in the 200th episode of The Simpsons, Trash of the Titans, in which Homer runs for Springfield Sanitation Commissioner. His opponent is Ray Patterson, who is played by this man, who is finishing up what may be his last role as a former TV star turned star podcaster. Who is this man?
Turned star podcaster.
In his current role on TV, that's what he plays.
Oh, right now he has a
podcaster role on TV
where he's a child star that turns into a podcaster.
Former TV star turned star podcaster. Yep.
Do you know a show like that?
Only Murders in the Building?
I don't know a show about a...
Oh.
I don't know if he was a child star.
Or a TV star.
Yeah.
So Martin Short or Steve Martin?
I like Martin Short.
I like Martin Short better on The Simpsons.
Yeah, I think he's the more eccentric one. In Only Murders.
That's what we'll say.
I started it, and for whatever reason, we just... No, stop. That like episode 4 was like good, but like I don't know.
Is it for old people?
It's a good show. I watched the first season.
But
That's what we say, yeah, Martin Short.
Pick the wrong Martin. It's Steve Martin.
Okay.
Oh, darn it.
But I'm giving us an A plus either way. What do you think, guys? Should we just give ourselves an A plus for today's effort?
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah, since we're scoring on effort. I would give...
If we're scoring on effort, I'm giving myself a C.
I'd say B.
Because I did not put in a lot of it.
I'll take a B minus.
You did completely check out of a couple of the questions.
Right, I'll give myself a C. I know when it's a C effort. I'm here to entertain. I'm not here to get questions right.
To try.
Well, in the spirit of the season, I will give everybody an A plus.
Spirit of the season? Great job. Yeah, I would say C's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Lumber season. Coal. It's a small lump though, which is okay as long as you get it early. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Great job, everybody.
This is where we usually wrap it up.
Oh, excellent. Well, if you enjoyed that game, and I don't know why you wouldn't, it's a wonderful game. We do these every month. We do them live. You could play along with the TrivNow app, and then kind of chat around in the Twitch stream. So it's a lot of fun. So check it out.
Yeah. Where do we follow it, Matt?
You follow at twitch.tv/trivialitymatt.
Yes, and we'll have more information about when these take place on our show. We'll let you guys know. And once again, just want to remind everybody, this is an Airwave Media production where you can find such great podcasts as Fan Theory Queries, Who Arted, and Monster Talk. And that'll do it for today.
I love Who Arted, by the way, just so you guys know. Great podcast.
I just love the name of Who Arted.
That'll do it for today. I want to thank Matt for those great questions. Jeff, Neil, wherever he may be. Drew, of course, for being today's great guest. And I'm Ken. That was Triviality. Bonus!
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.